right, Monique, for a point.
Yeah, I was. Yes, I was. And one of the things that I didn't hear being discussed, this mailing of ballots, it has been a big issue of opting to mail or mail for everybody or ask people who want mail ballot, paper ballot to receive it. That has been a big discussion, and I think that's a huge part of the cost if you're going to discuss this. I would like that to be also discussed. Thank you.
Well, okay. Thanks, Monique. All right, John, go ahead.
Yeah, I support the first half of the motion, but not the second half about electronic voting, so I would move to divide those two issues.
John, if we divide two issues, we stand to be spending to, you know, again, we're spending money we don't have. And the electronic voting would change that dynamic.
Well, I'm an activist who's involved in election integrity issues, and I do not trust electronic voting at all. And, you might as well hand the Pacifica over to the CIA. It's too easy to lose democracy when you have electronic voting. It's happened so many times. I'm just going to vote no on the motion if it's not divided.
Okay, Dale?
Are you calling for me now? The first thing that I would like to add is that both our bylaws and California law require the elections. And for the executive director 2 years in a row to just ignore that and take it upon herself to make decisions canceling elections or postponing them is simply not proper leadership. You just can't ignore your own bylaws.
Well, Mel, that's why we're here.
The second thing that I want to say is that it's not really very effective to bring up a subject which no one has thought about and then propose specific motions that no one has had time to analyze and try to do it all in the same meeting. So for some of these things, we ought to appoint a committee and get a report back next meeting.
You're right. Thanks, Mel. I just want everybody to understand that I'm hoping this meeting, this committee can be a committee of action, and I just want to kind of reflect that a little bit. We've got no money. But thank you, Mel. Lawrence?
Yes. Again, I understand it sounds like, Nancy, you're really advocating for electronic voting, and I respect your advocacy for that. But the fact is that there's a lack of integrity in electronic voting. We haven't even looked at models. We haven't even looked at how effective that will be, how that would disenfranchise our listeners who don't have, who are part of the digital divide right now. And those are usually people of color. I understand Tracy's motion, but I have to agree with my colleague from KPFK, John, that I would have to vote no against that, because there's just no factual information, and just to put, you know, money ahead of running an effective election, that's what we should be focusing on, running an effective election that we could also incorporate some cost-cutting measures in it. But the fact is there's no integrity in an electronic voting, and it would advantage some and disenfranchise a whole lot of other people. So, you know, I am completely against it, and I feel really strongly about that. I think, again, we should look at how we could hold an election effectively, because we have to hold it anyway. And the fact that, I don't know where the money's going, or, you know, we keep saying that there's, you know, that we don't have any money. Where's the money going? The $12 million, the $14 million that we bring in as a network.
I think probably.
Lawrence, if I could just finish, Nancy, I'll finish real quick. So, you know, again, I would, you know, move to divide like my colleague Dr. Wenger said, but I am completely against the lack of integrity of electronic voting.
Pat for the stack.
Then you're up, Pat.
You called on me.
Wait a minute, Bob. Bob.
No, actually, Pat hasn't spoken yet, so I'll go after her.
Pat, go ahead.
I was going to say that I think we need to have a mixed election in which people have an option for a paper ballot. We cannot only have electronic voting because a lot of people will absolutely be disenfranchised. On the other hand, there are a lot of people who would be likely to vote electronically that aren't involved in it because it's only paper ballots. They could do it quickly and get it over with if it was electronic. So we need to have both options available for people. So we'd have to figure out which one we want for the default and a way for people to opt in for the other choice.
Okay. I want to just jump in here for a second, even as chairperson, and point out, I welcome everybody's ideas. Please try to incorporate into your ideas, everybody, I'm speaking to everybody here, that not just in general cost saving, but specific cost saving ideas, because we're looking at choices between payroll and elections and just running the business. We really have to make some cost-cutting changes. And now we're looking in the face of elections, and they are wildly expensive. So let's come up with even some compromises that can work. And I'm just going to throw this out for everybody, too. There are plenty of ways that people and families can collect ballots in one home and mail those ballots back in the ways that are less honest than they should be. And that can happen with paper ballots, and paper ballots are wildly expensive. So, you know, I'm sure there's some maybe when the stakes are higher for presidential elections and so forth, electronic voting can be detrimental, but it is where we are today, you know, with 2013. It's where we are. We need to not be afraid of moving forward to. Just let's let that cook in our minds a little bit.
Yeah, but we shouldn't be blind about it either. We shouldn't be blind about it either. And we shouldn't be derelict in to our responsibilities as well.
But we don't want to find ourselves going out of business because we couldn't compromise either. Now I want to do this, Bob, are you online, Bob?
Yes.
I'm in a situation here, Bob, in California, and I need to turn the meeting over to you. And I will remain on the line, but I'm going to have to mute it because I've got an obligation I can't get out of.
Okay, that's fine.
Would you agree to do that?
No problem. Sure.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, well.
Bob, now that you are the chair, we have not selected a permanent secretary, and I am not going to be a permanent secretary because I would be out of the country for a good part of the summer on in and out, so I cannot take any such responsibility. So.
Okay, thank you for pointing that out, that we skipped over that. So why don't we... Is there any objection to taking a detour from this discussion about the elections to choose our permanent secretary? Okay, well, hearing none, then why don't we just go to that right away? So the floor is open for nominations for permanent secretary for this committee or volunteering.
Bob, I nominate you.
Sorry, I decline. I have too many other responsibilities. But I just want to remind everyone that it's a very limited role. You really just have to write down. In fact, often the maker of many motions, in my experience, will be willing to type it up themselves and send it. So all you're really doing is compiling motions and just keeping track of what happened to them if they were approved, rejected, delayed. you know, and calling the roll at the beginning of the meeting and when there's a vote. So it's not a huge amount of work. It's manageable. So is there anyone who would be so kind as to step up for, you know, it's only at this point about, what, 6 more months?
Dead silence.
All right, well, then we're just going to have to bring this up at the start of the next meeting, the June meeting. So, Manager, I will continue for tonight. Okay, so now let's go back to where we were on the discussion of the various election motions, and it so happens I was next on the stack. So I first, on a procedural level, I just wanted to point out that a motion to divide is automatically granted if the two issues are can be divided, which in this case they can, because one is about the simple request or urging or whatever. In a minute I'll ask Tracy to reiterate her motion, but, you know, to simply call on the PNB to call on the IED to move forward with the elections. And the second part is how they will be conducted, and that, and the other part of her motion talks about that it should be done using electronic voting, and that can simply be divided off into a separate motion that we vote on separately. So that's how I think that should be handled. And as far as my own position, I agree with the last couple of speakers in the sense that there are many questions swirling around electronic voting that mean that unless and until there's a really thorough demonstration of the security and the practicality and the accessibility of electronic voting to Pacifica's membership, I'm not willing to support that. Now, one idea that has been put forward, which I think is worth exploring, is the idea of using our very small staff elections as perhaps a laboratory where we could do a pilot of an electronic election to kind of see what the problems are, what the glitches are, how good the security is, and then, you know, reassess it for the next election. But in any case, I would really encourage this committee not to reinvent the wheel of the election committee. We've discussed these issues in great detail in the past. We will rediscuss them this year. We're, as I said, we already have an electronic voting working group. We're going to be looking at cost-cutting measures. Any of you who have suggestions for cost-cutting, please, by all means, send them, if you want to send them to me or to, you know, any your local representative on the election committee, by all means, we're going to really thoroughly look into how to do that. But I don't see the need to kind of, you know, regurgitate all those discussions in this committee. Okay, now who is next on the stack?
Tracy for the stack.
Okay, was there anyone from before? I thought there was one more person, but if not, then...
But it was Pat.
No, Pat spoke.
Okay.
I presumably we're going to move the agenda fairly soon. I was a bit in and out there. I believe I still have a motion on the floor. I don't object to the motion to divide, but I think it should probably be disposed of before we go on to the next item.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, we didn't set time limits, but since there appear to be no other people waiting to speak, then we could move to a vote on these motions. So is there anyone else who needs to speak on these election motions? Okay, hearing none, then I'm dividing the two motions. And Tracy, could you please restate the first motion without the electronic voting piece of it?
And Tracy, can you send them by email also?
All right. The Governance Committee recommends to the PNB that the election proceed with no later than the 60-day delay allowed by the California Corporations Code.
Okay. All right. Does anyone have any questions about this motion as to what it means? Okay. Well, then I guess we're ready to vote. So, Manishe, do you have a roster yet?
I have. I do have it. And, okay.
Well, actually, let me see if we can shorten this. Is there any objection to the motion that Tracy just read? Okay, hearing none, then the motion's adopted.
Good.
Okay, so Tracy, the next motion about the electronic voting?
Yeah, I'll have to put a front on the sentence, but basically it would go the governance committee. You know, actually, the second one is kind of nonsensical because the BND already passed a motion to this effect.
Okay.
So if nobody objects, I think I'm simply going to withdraw it because I think it will qualify as a redundant motion.
Okay.
So if you'll let me, I'll withdraw it and we can move on.
Okay. Any objection to her withdrawing that motion? Okay. Hearing none, then it's withdrawn. Now, I believe, I can't remember, Tracy, did you have another motion or was that it? The rest were just ideas to think about?
No, that was it. It was one motion, and as I understood it, we divided it in half. So
right.
That made it
okay.
Two.
All right. So,
Bob, John to the queue?
Yes, John. Go ahead.
The KPFK Governance Committee proposes a bylaws amendment or suggests a bylaws amendment to reduce the voting quorum to 1%. And this is discussable, but it's now currently 10% of the electorate. We propose reducing it to 1%. I invite discussion on this, but I propose this bylaws amendment to reduce simply the voting quorum shall be reduced to 1%. Period. It's very simple.
Okay. Now let me just clarify. The bylaws has two different quorums: one for listeners and one for staff. I believe listeners 10% and staff is 25. So which would this apply to?
This would be listeners. Yeah, I don't see the problem with staff. Because managers and people can run around and corral them, provided that they are sufficiently motivated to do so. Now, this is my amendment is strictly for the listener component.
Okay. And are you actually looking for a vote tonight on this, or are you putting this out for discussion?
Oh no, I would like a vote tonight. I mean, I'd like it to be a committee of action. But you know, if there's any significant disagreement or feeling that don't have a sense of urgency, then you know we can take longer. But the KPFK Governance Committee already discussed this. Lawrence was there. Lydia supports it. I think it has bifactional support at KPFK. I don't know about the rest of the network.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to call on people, and then part of what, and I'd like to address it, but I'll wait for other people. But part of what you should address also, besides your opinion on it, is whether you think it would be wise for us to move forward tonight on it, or whether you know to wait for more circulation of the idea around the network. But go ahead, Manisha.
Did I hear it correctly that you are proposing to listener listener quota would be acceptable with 1% from 10% to 1%, meaning
that's
listener
correct.
Have not. Therefore, the listener would not have much to say. But that makes it democratic. That staff have 25% and listeners have 1%. I haven't thought about this seriously, but at the face of it, to me, I object to it. Thank you.
Pat for the staff.
Okay. Manager, was that a question or was that just your comment?
That was for me, that was both question and a position. And, you know, and he said it was right. I heard him correctly that it was only, he was proposing 1%.
Right. No,
and I added my position on it.
Okay, very good. Okay.
That was a proposal to change the quorum for a valid election.
Right.
No, I understand.
Okay, all right. So I heard Pat and Lawrence and then myself. Go ahead, Pat.
Okay. I think that lowering the quorum to 1% is an appallingly terrible idea. People already feel that the elections aren't representative with 10% because people say, well, WBAI has around 15,000 members and 10% is only 1,500, and and how many, you know, how representative of the listeners is that small number? If can you imagine if it was 1%? I mean, what would that be, 150 people? I mean, that would really be invalidating the idea of elections entirely. I think that the other idea, I mean, the other part that was discussed in forcing the general managers to publicize the election and working in that way to create more participation is the way to go, not to cut the quorum. And I really don't think that we should probably even have a vote on this tonight, because this is probably something that all the LSBs around the network have to hear. I mean, this has to be something that's widely discussed. I don't think we should be having a vote on such an important thing among 7 people and say that this is representative of anything.
Point of information.
Who was that?
That was John.
Yeah, go ahead. That's a question.
Well then, Pat, do you propose? I mean, I'm seeking comment on this. So, do you propose that the members of this committee take this idea back to their respective LSBs and request comment on them, both from the governance committee and from the LSBs as a whole? I think this would be a good idea. And really, what I was trying to do is stimulate a vigorous discussion, but a quick discussion.
Absolutely. I think we can bring it back, and I think we would get a lot of response within, you know, within a month, so that we would have a much better idea by that time of how people are feeling in general.
I'd be happy to see that.
Okay, so Pat, did you want to make a motion on that?
Well, I'm not sure whether we should actually, whether we could or whether we should try to require a vote from the LSBs. I was just thinking of having the issue raised. But that's kind of informal, and I don't know if you could actually have a motion that would mention in specific the LSBs and then not have it be voted upon. But
okay, well, it's all right.
I propose that we put this discussion, this vote off for a month, and bring the discussion back to our various station areas and try to have it discussed as widely as possible.
Okay, so that's a motion to postpone with, an effort to bring it to our LSBs for discussion. So, we can continue talking about that or the underlying motion. So I had Lawrence, myself, and then Manisha.
Manisha, a reminder, an information.
Okay, but you're on the stack.
No, but this is about, it's about the timing. It's 10:19 already.
Oh, thanks for the reminder. Yes, we had agreed to adjourn at 10:30 Eastern.
10:30, and we haven't discussed
10 minutes from now, so we're going to have to wrap this up pretty soon. So let's go through the stack and then vote. Lawrence.
Okay, thank you. I completely understand Pat's concerns, and I have a lot of respect for what she had to say. We discussed it at the governance committee as a way of, you know, making the network more effective in terms of elections. But I can also understand, you know, how unrepresented and disenfranchising 1% would be, and also then 25%, the staff has to make 25%, which is a hell of a dichotomy, you know, so I completely understand that. You know, when the motion came up and when we discussed the idea, I was in favor of doing something, you know, either 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, whatever. But I agree with Bob's wisdom earlier about us, taking more time with this and having a network-wide discussion before hopefully, you know, we could come up with something that serves the whole network and not just, you know, out of somewhat desperation to address, you know, us not making quorum at KPFK to, you know, do something about that. So I'll defer for now, John. I'm with you.
Okay, and now calling on myself, yeah, I'm kind of in the same vein on this. I think this is would be a major change in the whole electoral process, and something we have to take really seriously. So I think at a minimum we should take a month and talk to our LSBs and get more input. That is a really huge reduction in the quorum, you know, from 10% to 1%. So I support Pat's motion to postpone. Anyone else before we go to a vote? Okay. So, Pat, do you want to restate your motion, please?
I move that we postpone a vote on this 1% quorum idea. Meanwhile, bringing it back to our various stations, to LSBs, relevant committees, and in any other way to have this idea widely known and widely discussed, so that we can bring back next month a wider perspective on this.
Okay. Pat, would you mind sending it in writing too, please?
I never wrote it down. I mean, I was just I couldn't do it at the moment because I haven't.
No, I understand, but not now. But you can just send it later. Or I can talk with you about making
sure. Yeah,
okay.
Sure that no problem. I mean, I can write something,
okay.
But I would hate to have to wait to vote until I was writing something literate down.
No. Just I'm not talking about voting, about having this in writing.
No problem.
Okay, good.
Okay. All right. So everyone's heard the motion. Are there any questions about what it means? Okay. Hearing none, are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, then Pat's motion is adopted. And now, in the 8 minutes we have left, we had three more agenda items, which we're clearly not going to get to, all three. Bylaws amendments, complaints about confidentiality breaches, and the PNB, the PNB's motion concerning program councils. So,
John for the queue?
Is that on the question of how we should deal with our agenda? That's what I was going to ask.
No, I was moving on the issue of bylaws amendments.
John,
I'm in the queue.
Okay,
Lawrence in the queue to deal with the agenda.
Okay, yeah. First, I want to take a stack on whether we want to adjust the order of the agenda, and then we'll get back to the, you know, whichever item we pick to go next. So that was Lawrence. And so anyone else on the agenda issue?
Mal for the queue.
Mal. Okay. Lawrence, go ahead.
Yeah, I would just simply like to request that we add 15 minutes to the agenda to see how much we can get through.
Okay. That's a motion to extend. That requires a two-thirds vote because it's altering an agenda that's been agreed to, and it's not debatable. So let me ask first, is there any objection to a 15-minute extension? In other words, we would
yes.
Go till 10:45 Eastern.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Manajet, can you please call the roll? A yes vote.
Yes.
A yes vote means we extend to 10:45 Eastern. A no vote means we adjourn 6 minutes from now at 10:30 Eastern. Go ahead, Manisha.
Tracy? Mel?
No.
Lawrence?
I'm sorry, this is Tracy.
Okay, Lawrence? Hold on,
yes.
Okay, Tracy.
Can you restate what we're voting on very quickly?
The vote, Bob,
to extend the meeting by 15 minutes till 10:45 Eastern. So yes is to do that, and no is to keep the initial adjournment time of 10:30 Eastern.
Yes. Thank you.
And Lawrence, you said yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and Bob?
Yes.
Pat?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Nancy? Nancy? Shyam?
Yes.
Okay, and manager, yes. Okay, you have.
Okay.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
So that's more than two-thirds, so the motion
sure.
is adopted, and we continue to 10:45. Now, having done that, does anyone want to change the order? Because I still am doubtful that we're going to get through all three of the remaining items.
Okay.
I mean, I would like to propose that the program council motion be moved up to be next, because that was passed in January and, you know, is supposed to be implemented soon.
I support that.
So is there any objection to moving up the program council motion?
Yeah, I do have an objection, but I also actually support your motion when it comes up. But I would like to deal with one more of the elections issues as well. And I can just say it very, very, very quickly if you give me 10, 15 seconds. Pat agreed that she liked my idea of putting in teeth in the bylaws to make sure that your general managers support the elections. So maybe we could just do this by just general agreement. If we're going to go back and talk to our LSVs about possibly reducing the quorum, perhaps we could also talk to our LSVs about support for bylaws amendments, putting teeth into forcing the general managers to publicize the elections so they don't fail. This is something that could be done with a bylaws amendment, but I think at this point, if we just went back and just got the information, polled our LSVs on this issue, then this would be done. And if we do that, if we get this kind of general agreement, yeah, let's do that too, then the urgency of this bylaws amendment goes away and we can move to the program council, which I agree and I also support.
Okay, so that's a proposal to go next to this proposal about a bylaws amendment concerning mandating that the GMs publicize elections. So, and what time limit would you put on that, John? That discussion.
Oh, two minutes, because I think it's a no-brainer. But I've always been surprised at this, but I think it's a no-brainer. So say
okay,
2 minutes.
Well, I don't think anything can be done in 2 minutes. So let's say 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right. So is there an objection to spending our next 5 minutes on what John just said? Okay, hearing none, then let's go to that discussion. Okay, so John's laid out the proposal. So does anyone want to address it?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
JPFK
okay.
did not get adequate support from the general manager. I would propose that if the general manager doesn't follow the guidance coming from the election committee on whatever adequate publicity is, that the general manager that the LSVs basically moved to terminate immediately. This is just unacceptable. For 12 years now at KPFK, we failed to have adequate publicity, and we almost always have trouble making quorum because the listeners don't even know about our elections. I don't know what it's like at your stations, but we failed now. And we failed. We've come really close in the past. We always have to extend. We need help. Our general elections are opposed by the management at KPFK. They sabotage them.
Okay.
Pat.
Go ahead, Pat, and then myself.
I just think I agree that something has to be done about it. We had to extend once, I believe, at WBAI. But I just want to say that whatever proposal has to not only talk about the elections committee, it has to talk about the local election supervisor and the national election supervisor, that the general managers also fail to follow their instructions. They have to be included.
Okay.
Well, I basically propose that we take this discussion back to our LSVs and get input about this. Each of you is the expert on your own station, and you know your own problems there, but let's come up with an integrated motion that addresses all these issues across the network to make these
Lawrence,
elections see.
Okay, Lawrence and then myself.
Are you done, Dr. Wenger? You done?
I am.
Okay. You know, the stuff that I see, you know, and I also agree with, you know, that something has to be done in regards to the way, you know, these elections are publicized and the way they're conducted.
But maybe this is something that you can take to the Elections Committee, Bob, as well, in regards to, you know, the constant violations that are done by programmers and role people, programmers, you know, that completely advocate or just refuse to play cards from somebody who they may not be supporting. So, you know, what I'd like to see is remedies in regards to some of the violators that engage in election violations throughout the elections, and it's almost nothing is done to them. They have no natural consequences whatsoever in regards to, you know, some of their behavior. So, you know, I don't know if that should also go back to the other speech, which I think it should, but I also hope that the Elections Committee takes it up as well.
Okay, well, calling on myself, that's actually similar to what I was going to say, because the Election Committee dealt with this in detail last year, and we're in the middle of kind of reassessing what happened last year, what the remaining problems were, because clearly some stations were successful in publicizing the elections and others not so much. So I would again urge anyone, John Lawrence or anyone on this committee who has problems with the way the elections were run last year by whoever you think was responsible, please write it up and please send it to your representative on the Elections Committee, or if you'd like, you can send it to me and I'll share it with the committee, because we do want to fashion remedies. I'm not sure the bylaws is quite the way to go with this, but we can look at what the options are. So that would be my suggestion how to handle this, because it's very much within the expertise that the Election Committee has been developing. So is there anything else on this, or can we? We're actually at the five-minute time limit on this. So can we move on to the next item? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So we didn't yet make a decision whether people agree with moving the issue of the PNB motion on program councils to next on tonight's agenda. Is there any objection to moving that up?
I do object to that.
Okay. Did you want to say why?
Yes, because I have been trying to get that motion, actual motion, and I haven't been able to get it, and other people have not seen it possibly, I'm assuming, that we should have that discussion next at the next meeting with all these documents I've found, and you know, we exactly know that this was passed and this is the language that it was passed, and then for people to read them and then talk about them. Thanks.
Okay, so are you willing to take responsibility to make sure that the committee gets the text? I mean, I was told that the text I got was exactly what was.
Yeah, passed. But I have not. You know, if you have it from, you know, I have not, because Bill Crozier, that they told me that he is the one who knows about this. He said, I don't know. We didn't have such a motion. We didn't pass such a motion on the committee. And
well, maybe you could check with the secretary. The last
who was the last secretary? You tell me, I can check it.
I believe it was Sophia Nwangaza. And just find out.
Did you get it from him? Did you get it from
her? No, I didn't get it from her, but I got it from.
Why would you mind doing that? Because I don't know her, and if you don't mind doing it and asking her to send it to all of the committee members, that would be great.
All right, I'll see what I
Thanks
can do.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, because I haven't been able to find it. Thanks.
Right. Okay, so then I would just ask that this be put high on the agenda at the next meeting of the Governance Committee.
Sure, and then also if you don't mind asking her to send it to everybody in the committee.
Right. Okay.
Thanks. Sure, thanks.
All right, so... All right, so next on the agenda is bylaws amendment, and that was Tracy who put that on there.
Bob, I didn't quite understand that whole thing there. Our LSB, just a point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
The question is, our whole LSB got that thing, and our LSB voted to oppose this or to ask the PNB to reconsider this thing about the program committee. I don't understand what the other stations are. They haven't gotten it. Where is I haven't learned the names yet. I'm basically a visual person, but the person just spoke who objected to talking about it because she hasn't seen it yet. What station is she from?
I'm Manijeb, I'm from WBAI, and because there was a motion presented at WBAI, and it said in it that, and had the quotation from the motion that Bob is presenting, talking about, and I could not find the resolution. I have not been, I've been told that they, that was not true and that was not the case. And I got one resolution, one motion, but I was told by Alex Steinberg, who gave that to me, he said, I don't think this is the final version of it.
I've got plenty of information about the motion, too, that I could ask Bob. I would just note that the voting constituency for the LSBs is 3-1. There are 3 listener reps for every staff rep. What struck me about the motion that I saw was that it changed the representation of the programming council to give the staff a full 1/3 of the voting power and reducing the listeners from 3/4, which we get for LSB elections, to only 2/3 for this programming council. And I thought, therefore, it was a governance issue and it was worthy of discussion. So, Bob, do I understand the issue correctly, at least in outline?
That's one of the issues. I mean, there's our LSB had a whole series of other objections to it, which have to do with the LSB inserting itself into a managerial function, which is not really countenanced by the bylaws, and some other issues about the way it's comprised, the way it's formulated.
Okay.
So.
Well, I think at KPFK we'd love to read that stuff and start thinking about it. So if you could send that stuff to the governance committee, then I think we'd all start thinking about it, and that would be a good thing, and that would answer my question.
Okay. All right. Well, we don't have anything in writing other than just a general motion asking that it be reconsidered by the governance committee. We don't have a list of critiques of the motion, but let me see if I can talk to people about writing something up.
That would be really helpful, and that'll accelerate things a lot.
Okay. All right. And of course, definitely to get a confirmed copy. I mean, as far as I understand, the version that I was given is the confirmed, but I'll, check that with the secretary, who would be authoritative on this question.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Okay, so it's now 10:38. We have 7 minutes left, and next is the bylaws amendment. So Tracy had asked that to be put on, so why don't you quickly explain what you have in mind. Tracy, are you there? Well, does anyone else have anything under the category of bylaws amendments for tonight?
Well, I'll just comment a little bit if I could. This is John.
Sure.
I really think that at KPFK, I don't know about the rest of your stations because they apparently are running their elections better than we are. We can raise money, but we can't run an election worth a darn. So I really think that we need bylaws amendments to put teeth in the publicity of the election so that the general manager loses his job if he doesn't support the election. And so I just urge, once again, we've already talked about this, I just urge you all to think about this with regard to your own stations, or maybe even craft a special bylaw for KPFK because we have rogue management that doesn't support elections. Our programming director has actually written that he no longer supports listener-sponsored democracy, and he proposes some alternative thing. And he controls what goes on the air. And so democracy is failing here because we have a rogue person who controls the information that goes on the radio with regard to the publicity, and we're failing to make quorum. So we need remedies that have teeth in them that they will follow. If they don't publicize the election, then they lose their job. That'll get their attention.
Okay. All right. I think we've heard you on that point. So does anyone else have anything on another any other topic about bylaws amendments.
Can I get on the queue, Bob?
Yeah. Is that Lawrence?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I wouldn't want this to go away. I wouldn't want it to, you know, to drop from the agenda. I really was looking forward to hearing what Tracy was going to say. So, and, you know, and what kind of discussion that would have stimulated. So if we could, I'd like to request that we keep it on the agenda to next meeting.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, that's the standard practice in committees I've been on, is that any items that the committee doesn't get to on a given agenda are just carried forward to the next agenda.
Okay.
So, yes. Okay, well, Tracy was also the person who brought the next item, which was complaints about confidentiality breaches. So, Tracy, are you back? Okay, apparently
Tracy,
not.
She's
so, unless there's anything urgent, I would say maybe it's time to adjourn. It's 10:41 anyway. Is there any objection to adjourning?
Just a quick comment. I just want to say we did pretty well tonight. We covered a lot of ground quickly, and I just wanted to applaud everybody for their attitude.
Yes, definitely. Okay, so we're going to be meeting again on... oh my God! You know what, folks? I'm so sorry. I just pulled up my personal calendar, and I see that the Elections Committee. I'm so sorry. I forgot about this. The Elections Committee scheduled our next meeting for Monday, June 24th, and I had not yet had time to put it on the KPFTX calendar. And I really apologize. But well, can we just for June only make a different date, but stick with our, you know, we did pass a motion that our general meeting would be on the third Monday, but just for June,
four.
Because there's a...
But we have June, but the governance is the fourth Monday. Isn't that
Bob,
that is the fourth Monday.
That's the fourth Monday?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So I apologize.
Bob, you might have misspoken. Did you say that your elections committee is going to meet on the fourth Monday of next month?
Correct.
Okay, and so are you proposing that just for next month we meet on the third Monday?
Well, I didn't give an alternative. I think a couple people had an objection to the third Monday, so I'm reopening the discussion of when only the June meeting. I'm not opening the general discussion of when we should meet, but just for the month of June.
There's
gotcha.
Nothing else in June, the third session that you're proposing.
Can we do this online, perhaps? Get a poll.
Well, we could do a poll online, but first we should agree on what the options are for the poll. So I remember hearing objections to the first, second, and third Mondays because of conflicting meetings. So could we possibly consider a different day of the week? Again, just this one time, not as an ongoing
thing.
Now, I'm looking at KPFTX, and I see that Wednesday, June 26th is open. Does anyone have a conflict with that date?
Me, but that's only because I'll be out of the country most of June, so don't...
Oh, okay. Right.
And I would be out, too.
Oh, on the 26th?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, we're kind of hemmed in. The month is pretty packed.
For change date, I can only meet the first or second Monday of June.
Right. And the first is next week, it's week after next, but that's, I think, awfully soon.
It
wouldn't give us time to bring back the things that we're supposed to try to...
Right, right.
But everybody else can, if everybody else can make it.
Yeah, well, I mean, unless anyone wants to consider a Friday, I know those are very unpopular. But every other day of the month is taken by another committee.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, then let me just ask then, so we have two people who can't come on Wednesday, June 26th. Are there any other people on this call who cannot come on that day?
Is Nancy on? How many people do we have on this call? to make this change. How many
people
have remained?
Yeah, why don't we just have each person who's still on the call say whether you could make it on June 26th, and that'll give us kind of a poll of how many,
sure,
who's here. So, Bob, yes, I could.
Pat, as far as I know.
Okay, Pat. Manager, no.
Mel, no.
Mel, no.
Lawrence, yes.
Okay.
John, I...
Who?
John, I think no.
Mm-hmm.
I have to research it.
Anyone else on the call?
Anybody else on the call? Only six people.
Okay, well, how about if...
I don't think we should change it with six people. We cannot change it.
Well, we have to change it because you can't have two PNB committees meet on the same night. But
right,
not saying we have to change it now. How about if we put out a poll for Wednesday the 26th versus Friday the 21st? What do people think of that as the alternative?
I would mean...
Anyone object that to
good.
That as the poll?
Is there anybody who couldn't do the 26th who can do the 21st?
Yeah, the three of you who said you're not available, would you be available on the 21st, Friday the 21st?
I would not. Manager would not.
And Mal, you're out of town, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then John?
I can meet on the 21st on Friday.
All right, so is there objection to a poll asking 21st versus 26th? Okay, so Manage, as Secretary Pro Tem, could I ask you to prepare the poll?
Okay.
Great, I really appreciate it.
No, you're very welcome.
Now, just the last housekeeping is do we know if everyone is on the listserv? In fact, I'm not even sure who was responsible for putting those of us who got the notices. That may have come through KPFTX.
I think it said it did. I think that's where it came from.
Tracy sent them.
Oh, Tracy sent it?
Okay. It came from Tracy.
Manajet, could you check with her after the call and just, you know, make sure you get the comprehensive list of committee members so that you can send this poll to everyone?
Okay, I will.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure.
All right, then I think that's our business for tonight. So, and Manajab, be sure and explain that what happened with the change, which was, you know, my forgetfulness about the 11th
committee. Okay. Okay.
That's why we shifted from the 24th.
Yeah. Okay. No,
okay.
I will put a little bit of explanation.
Very good. Then the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Thanks.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye. 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 Good night.
Bye. Bye.